Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, including the loser trolls who live for the Friday night freak show. But why wouldn't they? When I'm in the coolest spot in the world, throwing it down right now as we kick it. What up, SoCal? We're loving it. And you know what? We're getting a lot of love in San Diego. We look forward to coming down and kicking it with the mightier 1090 crew and more. Kawhi Leonard country, as of course the Los Angeles Clippers were on the verge of moving on, but the Denver Nuggets have some fight to end. The Denver Nuggets live to fight another day. Jokic goes off once again. And the Denver Nuggets are a fun, young basketball team. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics outlast the Toronto Raptors. It was a battle. It wasn't pretty. You know what? It was like old school Gotti Ward, man. It was just one of those bloody battles in which they went back and forth. And it was all said and done. The better team won. The Boston Celtics survived. And truth be told, man, the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat have been playing the best basketball in the Eastern Conference bubble, and we all know that the Clippers and the Lakers are on a collision course, right? We also know that the National Football League season is here. Let's do it. Enough basketball. We're going to get into the football. We're going to hit the grid. We've got college football as well. A lot of line movement in the National Football League for week one. As money keeps on coming in, a lot of money coming in on underdogs. And we like underdogs. The Detroit Lions are suddenly 2.5-point favorites. Kenny Galladay's status unknown. A lot of so-called sharps. And if there's anything I hate more than trolls, is the expression sharps and squares. All right? I always love that. Sharps and squares. Which one are you? The Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings now 2.5-point favorites. Am I crazy for thinking that Joe Burrow can win his NFL debut? You know what? I'm crazy. That's true. But Joe Burrow can also win his NFL debut. And as everyone in San Diego knows, screw the Chargers. Let's go. Cincinnati Bengals. We got big man on campus's take. We're going to get to the college football card as well. Friday Night Freak Show. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Love it. Friday night free show. Let's roll. You know what's good, too? As I stated, so for people who are tuning in right now, all of our radio affiliates, we've got live chats. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage, to always get links to this stuff. And I don't know. People are getting hostile. It's Friday night, and you figure people would be happy. Hey, football's back, and sports are back, big man. But people will never be happy. Look at the losers last night that booed players for locking arms, big man. No flag, no anti-anything. People locked arms, and somehow it offended people, right? Like, this is the world. This is the world that we're in right now. But I got to be honest. Like you, and I see you, but you're worse than me. You love this stuff. I know you do. Like, what's the deal with you and Paul LaDuca anyways? See you and this guy on Twitter all the time.
And
I know you love this stuff. I don't. I think it's like loserdom. I'm like, dude, I'm a grown man. I don't have time for this. Like, I don't care. Like, I get paid for this. So these people, unless you're getting paid to watch my show, I win. So I've already beaten you. Right? And another thing is, I don't care if you're a big loser that's on medication and orders Domino's all day and lives at home with your parents, and you're not allowed to leave because legally you're too, like, slow, and you'll get lost. I don't care. To me, you're just ratings, bro. Right? Like, to me, you're just a viewer. Like, whether if you are Claudia Schiffer, one of the hottest supermodels in the history of the world, if Claudia Schiffer was watching, that's a shout-out to my boy Matthias in Germany who's tuning in right now, Sports Rage is worldwide. If you were Claudia Schiffer or a loser in your basement in some dump-ass town in Canada right now, you're still the same. You're just one viewer or listener to me. Doesn't matter. Right? I don't care. I don't care whether you're a loser or whether you're a hot chick. Just listen to me. Love me. But, yeah, what a freak show we got going on here, big man. But, yeah, what's up with you and LaDuca? Is it all in good fun, or you guys really have a beef?
No, I hate Paul LaDuca.
So it's real?
And he hates me. So. Yeah, he's a jerk-off. I mean, he's... No, he's... Listen, he's been a prick. I mean, he's been a prick since day
he's
one.
Good baseball
he's a fake
player.
Better.
He's a good baseball player.
He's a fine baseball player, but he's a cheater. He cheated on his wife. He's a loser. I mean, he always has been. He took steroids. He's a loser. And he thinks he's a good gambler. And, I mean, he's at Barstool. It's kind of a Barstool thing, but he's just a nobody at this point. He thinks he's tough, and I just can't stand him. I've always hated him.
There it is. See, so big man loves the Friday night freak show. Like I said, I don't even plan this. It's NFL. Let's just get to some picks. But like I said, you guys are actually making me feel better, not worse. Like, I feel better about, like, the Raptors losing and stuff. Like, I don't even care. Like, the Raptors lost. I'm more upset they didn't cover the +3. I'm just mad I lost my money, big man. I didn't get, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not on the Raptors, bro. Like, when people are, like, laughing at me somehow, it's like, yeah, I didn't lose anything. Like, I don't know, like, what you're talking about. Like, I'm not on the Toronto Raptors. I'm just a fan, right? Like, people are, like, twisted like that. They think they're, like, part of the team or something like that. All right, so I want to get into the NFL, but let's get a college football. You know, I was sort of trying to talk myself into Georgia Tech, big man, but am I walking right into a big trap here with Georgia Tech, this new quarterback? I get it's year two of Jeff Collins' system. Mike Norvell only had three spring practices with Florida State and Tallahassee. But with that being stated, I don't know, it's down to 11.5 right now. What's your take on that? Is this a trap game? Because I'm thinking about Georgia Tech, but I'm thinking, yeah, you're an idiot. You're walking right into a trap.
Yeah, I think it is because, you know, for me, I'm just not real interested in backing teams with change and, you know, a tough offense to get a hold of and that kind of thing. This is a team coming off a pretty poor season. They have a new quarterback, as you said. And look, Florida State, I know this isn't the Florida State of old, but you know, they're a good football team. They have a veteran quarterback. They have veteran players that can, you know, score the football. They're good defenders. I don't have much in this game. I don't love it. I think there are other games in the ACC that I like a little bit more. One I would have my eye on, Gabe, is North Carolina. I think they're interesting this year. Obviously, we know the dazzling quarterback, Sam Howell. We know what Mac Brown can bring to the table. But they have offensive coordinator Phil Longo. This guy Phil Longo is at Ole Miss for a while. They're going to go a mile a minute. They're going to put up a lot of points. They're going to have a lot of possessions. They're dynamic across the board. They're really elite at all the skill positions. This is a Syracuse team that was really bad last year defensively. They didn't get to the quarterback. They're just not a very good football team, frankly. They don't bring a lot back. They're running a totally new defense this year. And they got to go on the road to start the season. I think this is a game that I think it probably goats people to say, why not just take Syracuse? They shouldn't be three touchdown favorites to North Carolina. But it wouldn't surprise me if North Carolina is up big in this game. There's a lot of question marks from Syracuse's point of view. And one thing you have to remember, Gabe, with Syracuse, yep, there's generally a lot of short possessions because they generally run a more up-tempo offense. If it's not working, they can get blown out in a hurry.
Arkansas State get 11.5 to Kansas State. Charlotte 49ers plus 16.5 against App State. I don't know, man. Is that a sleeper right there? Charlotte plus 16.5. Eastern Kentucky's getting 41.5 against Western Virginia. You mentioned Syracuse. They're plus 23.5 right now. FanDuel, Louisiana Monroe to Warhawks, plus 21.5. Army Black Knights, minus 21.5. Notre Dame Fighting Irish lay 21.5 against Duke. I talked about the Georgia Tech game against FSU. FSU minus 11.5. Roadrunners getting 6.5 against Texas State. Total 56.5. Clemson laying 34.5 in that football game. A game, big man, I'm looking forward to your take on this one, actually. This is one I want to watch. Out of everything that's going on, I'm going to definitely take time to watch this one. Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, and a Louisville Cardinal. You know, Louisville have their three skill position players back from last year, big man. These guys average 33 points a game. I don't need to tell you. Yeah, Speedburner, Cunningham, nice skill position players, wide receivers, running backs. Rivalry game here. And sitting at 11.5, 57.5 right now. What's your take on this Hilltopper-Louisville game? I think Louisville are a sleeper team. They're not winning a conference. You got to deal with the Clemson Tigers. But I think I'm intrigued by Louisville moving forward. I like the speed that they have. I like the progress that they made last year. But what do you make of them laying 11.5 in this game?
Well, look, West Kentucky, good defensive team. That's one thing under, you know, really whatever, really after Jeff Brohm left, they've been pretty solid defensively. They bring back a real good defense this year. But I think this is one of those games where, as you said, I think the cream just kind of moves on and rises to the top and they kind of pull away. I think you're right. I'm Cunningham, you know, Atwell, Hawkins. This is a good team for Louisville, and they're well coached. You know, we know what Scott Satterfield can do. I think this could be tough early on. I think if you like West Kentucky, maybe buy into the first half. Maybe they kind of hang around, and then, like usual, late in games, you know, the better team generally pulls away. I didn't have much interest in this game, though. If I'm looking at laying a number with a team kind of in this range, I'm looking at Kansas State. I like this game tomorrow. I didn't really like – I know Arkansas State hung around against Memphis, but Kansas State's a better team than Memphis. And Arkansas State gave up 230 yards on the ground against Memphis. This is an Arkansas State team that just isn't very good against the run. And Kansas State has a dual threat quarterback. They have a solid run game. They bring in a transfer from Northern Iowa that's a great receiver. They bring back some nice skill position players. And Chris Kleiman's a hell of a coach. Defensively, I think they're going to be really good. I just think they kind of rise to the top and take care of business here. Arkansas State, for as good as they may have played last week, they still lost by double digits, and they have a two-quarterback system that I don't love. Real quick, you mentioned Charlotte App State. This is a game I would worry about if I'm an App State fan or I'm looking to bet App State. There's been some question marks about their COVID situation. They shut down some practices the last couple of weeks. Could be kind of that weird kind of.
I think we got a live dog here, big man.
Here.
Dude, yeah. You know that they were 13-1 last year. They're going to regress, big man. They're being lined for last year. We're going to hit this. You know the Coastal Carolina game. This is a trendy game, huh? We'll hit this on the other side. We'll get in the NFL. I promise. Sports Radio, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with our main man, a big man on campus right now. Chat is banging, getting crazy. And, I love too that, and big man on campus, listen, you've been joining us a while, big man. You guys, you and I have been around a while. You and I have been through a lot. But do you remember a couple of months ago you were on and me and Yang, like our producer in Midtown Manhattan, we were going pretty good right now. Like, do you remember that night? Like, it was real good, big man.
I do.
Yeah. It was real good, like over the top. You know, listen, I wasn't born in New York City, but I might as well have been, right? Yeah, I got thick skin, Yang, right? And I tell you this, but so.
Yeah, just not, my skin is just not as thick, buddy.
I know, but you're from Spanish Harlem. I don't understand that. Like, you're like, oh, you hurt my feelings. I'm like, bro, you're from, like, the toughest hood in New York City.
Yeah, but we did that, and then, we got to the I love you bros, so it's all good. I mean, it was just heated moments kind of things.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but And what did I tell you? I said, don't worry, man, mean guys in a band, dude. A guy in my band, Yang, you'd probably like to be this guy. I was once, me and him were arguing. I was sitting on a couch. He literally sucker kicked me. Not punched me, but sucker kicked me. He kicked me in the face with like a work boot. All right?
Wow. Steel toe?
I got up. Yeah.
Steel toe hurts, buddy.
Yeah. Steel toe drills me. I got up, and I pull like a wrestling move, Yang. I bear hugged him, and we literally fell through a glass coffee table in a girl's place that we didn't know, that we just met while we're having drinks with her. We get up. 5 minutes later, we're like, so, anyone want to go to Burger King? She's like, are you guys crazy? Like, do you guys, like, she's like, you're both bleeding. We're like, yeah, don't worry about it. She goes, I thought you guys, like, we're like, ah, oh, what that? That was 4 minutes ago. That's all good. Yeah, but we love you, Yang. And Big Man's going to get a laugh out of this. It's just like, yeah, it's like, what, Yang? Did you realize our chat was, like, full of psychopaths for the first time tonight?
Yeah.
Man, he tells me during a commercial break, he goes, man, he goes, that chat's pretty crazy. People are really coming at you. Yang liked it, Big Man, and people are coming at me, of course, right? So he gets, it's like, what, you've been doing this show for years, yet you didn't know, you never realized that our chat is crazy before? You got to love this guy, huh, Big Man?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was.
Yeah, I was wondering where.
I didn't realize it was this lit. I mean, sometimes I just get the calls that just like, yo, get this guy out of the chat, and I'm like, what the hell's going on in there and shit, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting.
All right, you're gonna have to censor yourself. That's good. Gotta love that, Big Man on Campus, Friday Night Freak Show. Yeah, Big Man, like, if you heard me, Big Man, I asked. Imagine, Big Man, it's like a grocery store. Yeah, clean up an aisle 3. Imagine, Big Man, I asked for clean up an aisle 3, bro, for like 45 minutes, Big Man. You heard me, right? Clean up an aisle 3, kick this guy out, clean up an aisle 3. And then you're like, where is this guy? I'm like, this is what I deal with every night.
Yeah, you were yelling for a little while.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on. Yeah, clean up. Eviction, that's a new thing. Eviction and aisle 3. Eviction and aisle 3. All right, so let's get into the NFL right now. I feel good about the NFL coming into the week. Before we do, quick, so the Coastal, of all games, I don't know why, but Coastal Carolina, this is a trendy one a lot of people are talking about. Coastal Carolina, the Chanteliers getting 6.5 against the Kansas Jayhawks. I don't know what's up with this, Big Man. Late night football. It's like a metal show, man. Starts like in the middle of the night, this game. Like, why are they playing this game at 10 o'clock? Like, what the hell are they doing? And another thing I'm going to ask you, you know this, you follow recruiting. The Kansas Jayhawk football team sucks, but they've been recruiting the hell out of players the last couple of years. I don't know if they're paying people or what's up, bro. And, you know, and I'm not saying they are. For legal purposes, not saying they are. But Kansas have actually gotten some pretty good football players to actually go there for one reason or another. What do you make of this one? Then we get into the NFL.
Yeah, they actually have a really good junior college group in Kansas, one of the best junior college states in the country. So I don't think it's any secret that Les Miles is not going there and recruiting. But, yeah, I actually really like Kansas in this game at 6.5. This actually reminds me a lot of the UTEP game last week. That number just plummeted. Nobody wanted to back UTEP, and I don't think anyone's going to want to back Kansas here. And I think Kansas is going to probably win by, you know, 10 to 14 points. I just think they have better players.
They've got talent, Big Man. People don't realize it. They got some players, bro.
No, they
do. Getting like 2.5 star guys now. 2-star, 3, you know what I mean? They got guys.
And they bring back Puka Williams is a really good running back. They bring back, you know, obviously Les Miles. They have some coordinators that I really like. And this is a tough spot for Costa. I mean, this is like a 1,200-mile trip. This is the first game of the season. It's just you got to look at these the travel stretch is a little bit different. So, yeah, I think Kansas they don't win a lot of games. They lost this game last year to the Chanticleers. So I think they take a little frustration out and take care of business. I mean, late night, less Kansas after dark. I'm in. I can't wait. I think 6.5 is a beautiful number. I'm all in on that one.
Love it. Kansas after dark. Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern, this football game. Late start. I think that's, what, 9 o'clock local out there? And shout out to Sooner Lisa in Big 12 country. Although I won't be paying the $59.99 to watch this game on pay-per-view. Your Big Man laughs. Shh, I'll stream it. I'll stream it. All right, NFL football. I'm going to blast through the games here, Big Man, because, man, we could ramble. You and I could talk for like 8 hours, and it'd be entertaining. But I'm going to blast through the games here. And I'm going to sort of stop on the games I like. If you like a best bet or something, jump in. Chicago Bears These all lines courtesy of FanDuel, as always. Detroit Lions, -2.5 against the Chicago Bears. You know, the Golladay situation kind of scares me. I always thought sort of that it felt like the Lions would win this game by 3 in a full slate of week one. I'm intrigued by the game, but I don't have to bet every game. I'm deciding to pass. Any take, big man? Let's go rapid fire through everyone.
Yeah, real quick. I think it's probably 1st-24 probably wins this game. I think the Lions are a better football team, but they're becoming too public darling for me with the Golladay stuff as well. It's probably going to be a pass for me also, but I lean Lions.
Exactly. We don't have to bet every game. All right, this next one's interesting. The Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. Very trendy pick this week. And I'll tell you what, the Cleveland Browns are 2-2 straight up and 3-1 against the spread. The last four times they beat them outright last year, but I just don't trust Baker Mayfield. We got a new head coach, limited practice time. I get it. They've got a ton of talent. They match up, blah, blah, blah. That's the handicapper trend guy. Like every sort of handicapper guy we had on, oh, watch out for Cleveland this week. I just can't do it. I'm betting real money. I just lost all my money on the Raptors. I got to start winning. I'm not betting. I don't trust the Browns. I'm passing on this one too. What's your take?
Yeah, I'm looking over the Ravens team total or Ravens in some aspect here. Probably the team total. I think they get into the 30s here. I think
the game goes over, big man. That's what I felt too. I think the game could go over the number. There's going to be points.
The only thing I worry about there is I think Kevin Stefanski, I think they're going to be a little bit more run-heavy in Cleveland. I worry about how good the Ravens' defense is. I think it could be a case of the Browns just don't do enough. I just know that I don't trust the Browns' secondary. I mean, this is secondary. It's going to start Andrew Sandejo and Carl Joseph. Give me a break. Ravens are going to put up some points in this game. I like the additions they've made on offense. I think Marquise Brown, another year under his belt. I think they're going to be obviously very star-studded. I would lean towards some sort of Ravens team total. I don't know if I'd lay the points. I think it's a good teaser option here. I would want to get this down a little bit, not have to worry about winning by a touchdown or more.
A couple of interesting trends, guys, that we're going to rattle off. We're going to go rap fire on the way through. I want to get an NFL, but hey, there's so much going on here, and we're going to have plenty of time talking about NFL football over the coming months. But I like the Miami Dolphins getting the 6.5 points. They spent over $100 million in the offseason. They stockpiled. They had a great draft. Flores is a good coach. You know, I used to be anti-Fitzpatrick, even though I'm a Bills fan, but he's a serviceable guy that can, you know, he's a cover. He might not win, but he's a cover. And, you know, Cam Newton, 1-7 straight up, 0-8 against the spread, his last 8 NFL starts. And I like the Patriots. I think the Patriots aren't going to suck. I think they're going to win on defense. But they got challenges, right? They got a new quarterback. They're working a new offense. Tom Brady's been there for the last 18 years or whatever. He's gone. Let's be real. Now you're going to be laying 6.5 points. And not to mention, even with Tom Brady there, the Miami Dolphins are 3-2 straight up. And against the spread the last 5 against Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. I like the Miami Dolphins. We talked about the Cleveland Browns. How about this, guys? The Cleveland Browns, 1-19-1 straight up. Last 21 season openers, big man. How's that, buddy? They've won once. They've won once since they came back in 1999. Jets and Bills. I love my Buffalo Bills, but I'll tell you what, the last 3 times the Bills and the Jets have played, 12 points have decided this series. That's how close these games have been. 3 games decided by a combined 12 points. Yeah, big man. As I talked about, yeah, Browns, 1-19-1 straight up last 21 season openers, bro.
Please, Gabe, we need to talk about this game on the other side because this is my favorite game of the week.
What, Browns, Browns-Ravens?
Jets-Bills.
Oh, Jets-Bills. And I'm a Bills fan, and I don't even want to lay the 6.5, but I know the Jets suck. So, you know what? The Bills are going to cover. The Bills will cover. The Bills are going to win like 24-0. Sports Rage late night. Raptors are done. Bills are not. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night. Vent your rage. 844-843-6879. All right, we had Sooner Lisa ready to rock and roll, and we're talking NFL football right now, but we're not going to find a bigger Sooner fan. And with all the tension and stuff, Lisa is like the angel. She's like the Sooner angel. She always comes on these like tough nights when everyone's hating each other and stuff like that, except I don't know what everyone's problem is. Like, I don't know. Like, people seem to be celebrating that my favorite team lost, I guess, tonight. That's like your big joy in your life. You know what, guys? And Big Man can tell, too. Like, if I was, like, I'm sure, Big Man, you're even surprised, bro. Like, how cool I am and chill I am right now. Like, dude, we won the title. Dude, you know, you're an Eagle fan. When you lost the wild card game the next year, not the wild card game, the next week after, that was the run. It was like, wow, that was a hell of a run, right? That's the way it works, guys. I know, like, it's funny. Like, people laugh, but the only people that laugh have never tried anything. That's it. Unless you've, that, you know, I like failing. It means I've tried something, right? Michael Jordan failed over and over before he won a title. But, you know, the fact of the matter is a lot of you people are just too stupid to understand anything. And whatever. It is what it is. But let's bring in one of our favorite callers right now. Sooner Lisa steps up and Boomer Sooner in the house. What's up, Lisa?
Boomer Sooner, that's why I'm calling. I figured everybody out there needed to hear that from me this time of night.
Oh, I'm ready. You know how I feel. I've always got your guys back. I'm high on Kyler Murray. I remember our boy Ranieri. Oh, Kyler Murray's going to suck in the NFL. The Cowboys. I miss our boy Ranieri, actually. But and say hello to Big Man on campus,
really
too,
do
here.
I too, actually.
Lisa, but I'm telling you what. Oklahoma have been one of the best consistent programs in college football history and in modern history as well. They're in the mix this year once again. They're in the mix. I guess this comes down to Rattler here. So I understand. So what, do you have a cardboard cutout? How's this working at Oklahoma? Are they allowing some fans and cardboard cutouts? How's this going down?
So what happened is season ticket holders had three choices, obviously. You know, take a chance of getting tickets this year, ask for a full refund, or you can put the money towards next year's tickets, or you can just donate to the university, which, sorry, I do enough of that as it is. So I made a decision at the last minute, and it hurt my soul to give up my tickets because there was still no guarantee that I would get into the games. And of course, we're already missing the Tennessee game. So, I mean, I'm not the only one. Several of us did, but this is going to be the first home game I haven't been at in over 20 years.
Wow. You got a 20-year streak of Oklahoma Sooner football games?
It's, well,
that's unbelievable.
That I've missed. You don't understand. I've been going since I was a baby and then graduated from there. So it's hurting my soul a little bit. I know that sounds ridiculous to some people, but they have this thing where you can purchase a cutout.
Yeah, I've lost Go people ahead. Close to me and real close to me. And I swear to God, and I don't mean as any disrespect against any of my loved ones, but the night the Montreal Expos packed up shop and they ripped the outfield wall and the turf up in front of me, and there was no next year. Boom. Show's over. They're moving. So I know, like, how it's like, wow, like, it's real life type thing. So I get it. I get the whole tradition of everything, but what's your take, Big Man? And we'll get back to Lisa. Hang in here for 1 second. But, Big Man, what's your take on the Sooners this year with Spencer Rattler? Lincoln Riley's an awesome coach, bro. They've been knocking on the door. You got Trevor Lawrence. You know, I don't know, man. Alabama's always Bama. They're going to be there. But Oklahoma's been right there every year. They just can't win that game. They've been knocking on the door. What's your take on the Sooners? Do you think they're close this year?
Of course. This is going to be different, though, because this is the first. I mean, Baker Mayfield was a transfer. We know with Kyler Murray, he was kind of in waiting. This is kind of the first time they've kind of.
And I thought De'Aaron King was going to go there. Sorry, big man, but even Lisa, yeah, I remember last year at this time, you even said, no, De'Aaron King's not going to come here. Spencer Rattler's been promised a job, and you called it, Lisa. But I thought exactly, big man.
Well,
I thought
De'Aaron
King was a potential, right?
We have recruited this kid since he was a sophomore in high school, and he verbally committed to us as a junior. We've been waiting for him. You don't understand. The fans are ready for him. We've been waiting for him before people even knew who he was. I can't wait.
That's a great point by Lisa. This is a kid that threw for 11,000 yards in high school. He was a basketball player. I mean, he's a terrific athlete. I think they're going to love him there, and I can understand why they're excited. I think he's going to be perfect in this offense. Let me make this clear. If they give up points tomorrow to Missouri State, I would be worried. Missouri State is a horrible football team. They're 1-10 last year. Bobby Petrino is not going to change much there. I mean, this to me, this is like 59-0. I think they shouldn't have any trouble here. You're going to have plenty of depth time. I think Lincoln Riley should take advantage of it. See what you have at your second and third units. The Missouri State Bears are a horrible football team, and Oklahoma should have no trouble. I wouldn't even want to go watch this because the game would be over by the end of the first quarter.
Sooner, Lisa.
Spencer Rattler's going to be.
Yeah, go on, Lisa.
I was going to say Rattler's going to be such a different look for us because we're so used to seeing, you know, Jalen, Kyler. I mean, Baker can't really run, but he would.
He can from the cops.
From my understanding, he got caught then. They don't really, they don't even have any run plays for Spencer Rattler.
I'm glad you. That's some great analysis, actually, Lisa. You're bringing it in. I'm just talking smack and cracking jokes tonight. You're bringing facts. You know what's funny? Because when Baker Mayfield's offense, when it went to Kyler Murray, everyone questioned Kyler Murray at the time, even. And I remember Lincoln Riley said, Lisa, I didn't change a single play. He goes, we ran the exact. Because I remember when he was talking about Kyler Murray before the NFL draft. He goes, people talking about all this and that. He goes, Baker went where he did. And he goes, Kyler ran the exact same offense. And they said, the exact same offense? And he goes, the exact same offense. He goes, we did not change the terminology, the play calls, the rollouts. He said, we changed nothing. Good call, Lisa. Now, with Rattler, now I'm almost looking forward to this, big man, Lisa. Like, I want to see what Lincoln Riley has to offer with this kid quarterback now.
Yeah, he's going to be a lot of fun.
If he were 2 or 3 inches taller, I would be salivating. I'm not, and again, I'm picking at straws here. I'm not going to knock the kid. I think he's a little small, but I think he is from a pocket present quarterback. I think he's as good as you'll find. And Lisa's totally right. He's going to sit in the pocket. He's a natural thrower. His delivery is unbelievable. A lot of zip on his passes. He's just sharp and accurate. Yeah. I'm excited about him. I think he could be a transcendent college quarterback.
Yeah,
all right,
he can
Lisa,
throw the
before
ball
we get you out of here, it's great to hear from you. Before we get you out of here, Lisa, so your other team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Big Ben's back. And what do you think about this for my fantasy football team name? Roethlisberger Helper instead of Hamburger Helper. Roethlisberger Helper. I actually like Hamburger Helper, too. Like, for the record, I don't know how you feel about Hamburger Helper, Lisa, but I actually like it. For the record, lasagna is my favorite one. But, like, even if I
were
$88 million, I would still eat it. No, I'm telling you right now. Like, it's not good. Like, even if I had $88 million, I'd still have it. Roethlisberger Helper, great name for a fantasy football league, fantasy football team. But Steelers laying 5.5
because
here.
I think...
What's your pick, Lisa?
I think he will need a lot of help. He will need a lot of help. So it's a great name for him.
Oh, it is. It actually, well, he actually is like Hamburger. He's falling apart. He's like ground beef.
I just want to set the record straight, too. Everybody keeps bitching about this pay-per-view for Oklahoma. This is not new, people. We have a pay-per-view every single year because
that's
we have
great,
this
though.
Fox. Well, it's well, not us, saying, so we what, have a contract with Fox
for
Sports.
You. Yeah, no, sure, you're right about
right.
this.
We don't
Fox,
do it.
Fox is the one doing it. You're right.
We
no, you guys are on the street.
Yes.
I know, but the kids aren't getting paid, and you're charging $59 for a football game against Missouri State?
Yeah, and
yeah,
it's
been the same. They don't make enough money at Oklahoma.
No, I know.
It's
okay,
been
big
the
man.
Same exactly. every year.
Let me ask you, Lisa.
It's been the same every year.
Just imagine. And we got to get the NFL pick, but just imagine. Man, this show should be 4 or 5 hours tonight. But just imagine, Lisa. Texas, Oklahoma, can't go, not on TV. How much would you be willing to pay on pay-per-view? I think you'd pay $599. I think you'd pay $999, but what would you pay?
I pay for pay-per-views when I'm at the game. Because I keep them all because I'm a stupid fanatic.
Wow, you're insane.
If Texas and Oklahoma,
so
if I can't go.
If I told you. Oklahoma, Texas is $499 on pay-per-view. You'd pay it, right?
Well, yeah.
There it is. Don't let the powers that be hear that, big man. There's the future. Wow. I know. That's what I thought,
that's
big man. I'm like, dear God, they're charging $60 for Missouri State. They could charge $600 for the Texas game.
I agree.
They won't do that. They won't do that. They only do
oh,
one
yeah.
pay-per-view
no, of course
a year.
Not.
But yes,
oh.
my cutout did make the front row.
You're in the front
almost
row?
Almost right behind the Sooners. So
are you topless?
Well, that's where my season tickets are. So.
Are you wearing a bra? Like, did you go, like, what are you wearing?
I'm on the phone and you're asking me what I'm wearing. I feel like this is
yeah,
well,
no,
enough.
Settle down, Lisa. Settle
what
down,
are you
yeah,
wearing?
Settle down. No,
thanks.
I'm talking about all your cardboard cutout. What are you wearing in a cardboard cutout?
I have a OU hat on. I think it's a white shirt. It's a pretty close-up, though. Somebody went and found it at the stadium. I put it out on Twitter today. You guys can see it. Somebody took a selfie with it with my cutout.
All right. Sooner, Lisa. You're the best. We love you, Sooner, Lisa. Stay safe. Boomer, Sooner, in the house. Great stuff, Lisa.
Boomer, Sooner, guys. Everybody in the chat, just settle down. Everybody have a great weekend.
See you later.
Oh, Giants. What do you think, big man? 5.5 for the Giants? Joe Judge lost it the other day, big man. And the Giants came back and had a crisp practice after. What do you make of that? Daniel Jones can ball, bro. Get this. This is the first time in Daniel Jones' career ever, big man. Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Evan Ingram, Saquon Barkley. He's never had all his weapons. A lot of people are the Giants are going to be terrible. They're going to suck. I don't know. I think Saquon Barkley is a beast, and I don't know about this game. We got like 2-3 minutes on the other side. We'll get Big Man's take on this. I'm going to rattle off my best bets NFL with you. I wish we had more time, but that's how cool this show is. You always want more. We're going to be back Sunday night, of course. And don't forget me and Joe Lisi. That's going to be a powder keg. Putting like me and Lisi like together on like NFL football is like the Genoveses and like the Gaudis. I mean, it's gonna be fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night. People are like, oh, the Raptors lost. Yeah, don't worry. I'm dealing with like a Pacific Coast moth invasion. I love living on the West Coast, man, but man, I deal with like crazy birds and stuff like that and like weird things. Like, I'm not used to. I'm an East Coast guy. I'm used to rats, all right? I'm used to rats. Speaking of rats, thank you to everyone in our chat tonight. It's pretty good, big man. Not bad right there. Not everybody. Shout out to Sooner Lisa. Great to hear a soothing voice in these crazy times. But, all right, we only got a couple of minutes. Big man, throw it out there in like a minute's time. You talked about that Bills-Jets game. I talked about them playing close games in the past. But the fact of the matter is, man, the Jets traded Jamal Adams. They traded Robbie Anderson. They're not going to play Le'Veon Bell. They're not built to win this year at all. Like, they're rebuilding. And even though they play close games, to me, this is going to be a boring, ugly game unless you're a Bills fan. I think the Bills are going to win 20-0. How's that sound? 20-0.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I would have it. You know, Buffalo is really good. They're really good defensively. And I think the Jets could have the worst roster in the NFL outside of the Jags. I mean, Denzel Mims isn't going to play in this game. Their inside linebacker, A.V. Williams, and he's not going to play in this game. Marcus May is questionable. They're just a complete mess. They get some things off the field with Le'Veon Bell and Adam Gase. It's a road game. You know, good
Bell
Buffalo
won't
defense
last the season
is.
There, bro. He won't last the season there, I promise
yeah,
you right
I,
now. That's my
I would prediction. Agree with you. This
a
game
contender
seems
will
to
pick
me
him
24-10.
Up.
24-10.
Yeah, all right, so listen,
I think
we literally don't have a ton of time. So you like the Bills here. Oh, wow, Thursday. All right, let me rattle this off. All right, 5 seconds. Are the Eagles going to cover? I want to take Washington. I don't know right now. Who you like in that one?
No, I would take the Redskins. I took them at 7 weeks ago.
All right, give me the Minnesota Vikings on the money line. I'm not going to lay the 2.5. Give me the Carolina Panthers on the money line. They're going to upset. Give me the Miami Dolphins plus 6.5. Give me the Buffalo Bills minus the points. Cincinnati Bengals win with Joe Burrow. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.